This is 90.3 KEZU. I'm David Whitrock. This holiday weekend, if you're looking for something to do, perhaps take a road less traveled. That's what KEZU's Krista Almanzon did to find the story of Big Sur's Tin House. It's a place that's inspired myths and intrigued visitors for decades.
The Tin House sits high on a Big Sur mountaintop in Julia Pfeiffer Burns State Park. The closest neighbors to the north on Partington Ridge look like specks on a hillside. Its isolation is perhaps what inspired a number of myths over the years.
Well, the most common one is that it was built for FDR as an escape, a place where he could escape to.
That's Pam Grossman. She's the granddaughter of former New York Congressman Lathrop Brown and his railroad heiress wife, Helen Hooper Brown. They owned the Tin House and the surrounding 1,600 acres of land that are now a state park. Grossman's grandfather was a childhood friend of President Roosevelt. They roomed together in prep school and at Harvard.
And they were each other's best men in their weddings. So they maintained a lifelong friendship. But it's a wonderful story that it was a getaway for FDR. Not true, though.
The true story, according to State Park historian Matt Bischoff, is that the Browns built the Tin House, their second home on the property, as a getaway from the fog.
So they decided to build up on the ridgeline, several miles up above the coast. By this time, it was 1944, in the middle of the war, and there was not the building material availability that there had been before. So their solution to that was to acquire two gas station buildings that they had disassembled and hauled all the way to the site.
Building the house was no small feat. They had to construct a road to get all the materials up there, and then hired an architect to reassemble the gas station buildings into a multi-bedroom house with a kitchen and living room for entertaining. Today, getting to the Tin House is still a trek. From Highway 1, you can either hike up the old construction road or take the more scenic Tan Bark Trail.
If you want to leave, you can kind of set a pace that you're comfortable with.
Okay, sure. I took the trail with John Iverson of hikinginbigsur.com.
Yeah, I would say this is a strenuous hike. If you're in pretty good shape, it should be no problem at all.
That said, be sure to pack water, a lunch, and your camera. It's a 3-mile uphill hike to the Tin House, about 4 to 5 hours round trip. When we arrive, we walk across the house's concrete patio, its surface shattered in pieces, and peek inside. Iverson has been hiking up here for more than a decade.
You know, it's funny, coming up here so many years and seeing it how it used to be, I forgot that it's deteriorated this badly now.
So it was really intact before?
Yeah. I mean, you could kind of imagine yourself in a somewhat run-down Art Deco room, you know, from the mid-last century. And now it's almost kind of dangerous, I think.
It isn't safe to go inside. The 2008 Basin Complex wildfire gutted the house. In fact, the trail we took up here just reopened a few months ago. The Tin House's rusty metal exterior is still standing with the roof partially caved in. State Park historian Matt Bischoff says he hopes that they can stabilize the house so that people can continue to at least view it from a safe distance.
It's really a treasure in the South Coast, Monterey, Big Sur area. It's a very unique building, a building you won't find like it anywhere else.
No matter the condition of the Tin House, this location has a panoramic view of the Big Sur coast. It attracted the Browns decades ago and will likely continue to attract visitors for years to come. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.